From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish warplanes have attacked pro-Syrian government forces in Syria's northwestern Kurdish enclave of Afrin, killing at least 36 fighters. Syrian Democratic Forces, a militia led by the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG, confirmed the strikes. Turkey considers the YPG a terrorist group. China has warned about the huge impact on global trading if President Trump proceeds with his plans to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Mr. Trump has been aggressively defending the tariffs.
We're going to build our steel industry back, and we're going to build our aluminum industry back.
Meantime, the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the Trump tariffs plans are unacceptable. European Union also upset with the Trump plan and is warning they could respond by taxing American-made products such as bourbon, blue jeans, and Harley-Davidson motorcycles. South Korean President Moon Jae-in will send a high-level special delegation to North Korea tomorrow to discuss ways in which relations can be improved and to ease tensions on the peninsula. That mission could be complicated by military planned drills, however, as a commentary published by North Korea's official news agency warned, Pyongyang would counter the U.S. if it holds joint military exercises with South Korea. Burkina Faso's president is urging the public to cooperate more closely with the country's military one day after an armed group coordinated attacks on France's embassy and cultural center, plus the military headquarters in the capital, Ouagadougou. The group to support Islam and Muslims claim responsibility. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will be traveling to Africa this week, where he will meet with leaders of Chad, as well as Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Nigeria. Here is State Department spokesperson Heather Nort.
Secretary Tillerson will meet up with leadership in each country, as well as the leadership of the African Union Commission based in Ethiopia, to further our partnerships with the governments and the people of Africa. In particular, he plans to discuss ways that we can work with our partners to counter terrorism, advance peace and security, promote good governance, and spur mutually beneficial trade and investment.
Secretary Tillerson's trip is also seen as a good opportunity for the U.S. to reaffirm ties with African nations, particularly after President Trump referred to the African continent and the country of Haiti in a derogatory manner earlier this year. Italy's former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi made a surprise appearance in Naples ahead of today's general election to select a new parliament. Populism, a strong force in the election, as it was in the voting in Britain, France, and Germany, but some voters say they are confused about how to vote.
No, I have not decided. I'm so confused. I go and I vote, but I really don't know which is the right vote for Italy.
Three populist-driven major parties are fielding candidates and promising a crackdown on immigration. Observers say Italians may find themselves with a growing and governing coalition focused on cracking down on immigration. President Trump, coming off one of the most chaotic weeks since taking office last year. A range of issues have been dominating his time, including gun control violence, the controversy in light of the recent mass murder at a U.S. high school. We get more now from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
Trump gathered with members of Congress at the White House on gun violence and challenged fellow Republicans to break with the National Rifle Association.
It doesn't make sense that I have to wait till I'm 21 to get a handgun, but I can get this weapon at 18. I don't know. So I was just curious as to what you did in your bill.
We didn't address it, Mr. President. Look, I think
you know why? Because you're afraid of the NRA, right?
No.
Trump's apparent support for tougher gun laws raised hopes among Democrats. But the president's interest in seizing guns from those deemed a threat sparked concern among Republicans. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Also, the White House longtime aide to President Trump, Hope Hicks, announced that she's resigning. Also, growing speculation about the future of Mr. Trump's national security advisor, H.R. McMaster. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.